President Barack Obama has signed a big Veterans Affairs Department reform bill into law. No group will be watching what happens next more than the nation's military veterans. Dan Dellinger is National Commander of the American Legion, and he joins us now with his take. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So what in particular are you going to be watching for as the Veterans Affairs Department begins to implement this new law?
I would say our biggest concern right now is the accountability. Given the additional funds, how are they going to use those funds, and how is it going to speed up the process for our veterans to receive the care that they've earned?
And so do you trust the VA that they'll get on the stick with respect to accurate reporting of what's going on?
Yes, I would certainly hope so. There are a lot of eyes watching more than just ours. Congress is also watching. So I would hope that the new Secretary McDonald would take this as, you know, with his background in business, that he would be able to implement these changes.
And do you have a system, maybe informal, for by which members of the American Legion can kind of let the Legion know what they've personally experienced, and you can get kind of your own anecdotal picture that way?
Yes, they could do that through our website and also contacting our headquarters, and we do have that happening currently. We've been running town hall meetings and crisis centers at some of the worst hospitals to see how veterans are being treated and what we can do to speed up their process of getting timely appointments and also assistance with their disability claims. We actually had a veteran that's been working on his claim for almost 30 years by himself, and within 2 hours we had his claim worked.
And from what you're saying and other veterans organizations, what they're doing, the picture is clear that this is a very widespread, complicated system with a lot of different types of holes in it. How soon do you expect this bill, now law, to make an impact?
Well, we would hope almost immediately, but we also understand it's going to take time. As the president said yesterday at the signing, it will take time. But they need to change that culture in which they work, and hopefully this will spur that on. But with a new secretary, and the biggest issue we see is the visions that are around the country, which are the governing areas, and there's real no set of standardized rules for each one of them, and so each vision is basically a little fiefdom, and the central office needs to get a better control on each one of those.
And with regards to those regional centers, I mean, since a couple months ago when Eric Shinseki resigned, where you called for his resignation, have you seen any of those regional centers also making some pretty big changes?
Not wholesale changes. We're getting cooperation. As I said, we're running our crisis centers. And we are seeing the VA being there as partners with us to work together. And this is what we need to continue to do and expand upon.
Have you had conversations with Secretary McDonald yet? And I imagine if he wants to talk to anyone, it would be the American Legion. And if so, what has he said?
Well, the only conversation I've had with him to date was after he was announced as a possible secretary upon his confirmation, and he said that he would be in contact and we would sit down and have discussions, and since his approval through Congress, we haven't. He is scheduled to be with us in 2 weeks in Charlotte, North Carolina, and look forward at that time to sitting down with him and have some discussions.
But you've had pretty open conversations, I understand, with the acting secretary, Sloan Gibson.
Yes, we have.
And do you get a sense from him that, at least from the top level, from Washington, things are changing already?
We do. It is not business as usual. Things have started to change, and we just need to expand upon that and continue to make sure our veterans get the best care possible.
And when you finally do meet with McDonald, what's the first thing you'd like to tell him?
Well, we need to talk about transparency and accountability. Those are two things, and also to repair that trust that has been eroded through the actions of VA towards its stakeholders, the veterans.
Let me ask you a little bit about those command centers and the on-the-ground activities that the American Legion is doing. When you meet with the veterans and you are telling them, or they are telling you, rather, about whatever problems they might have with the system, what happens next? Where does the Legion turn to get some sort of resolution?
Well, we go straight to VA. Actually, when we have these crisis centers, we do have officials from the VA facility there on hand, and we turn around and write to them and say, what about, you know, the different issues that come up at that point. But we also have over 2,600 service officers around the country that are certified to work with the claims, and a lot of it is claims. That's the majority of the issues. You know, once you get in the doors, veterans feel that they get adequate or actually good care in 86%. And 95% of veterans say they would be willing to go at their next visit to go back to the VA because they're that comfortable with the doctor that they have. So we work through each individual situation, whether it be a disability claim or scheduling is the other main issue. And we found that they will make changes right there and put them into a scheduling block and get them seen quickly.
Now, one of the provisions of the law is that those veterans living at least 40 miles from the nearest VA's facility can go to a private practitioner and get their coverage paid for by VA. You know, around here, you can't swing a dead cat without coming near a pretty competent medical facility, but there's VA hospitals also right in this area. What's your sense of those people out in the hinterlands that might literally be 40 miles from anything that VA has, their willingness to try to work outside the VA system with the VA just paying for it?
That's a good thing. I mean, you're exactly right. When you get out into the western states, and I'm citing now Colorado and in those areas and Nebraska, you can go hundreds of miles. I mean, right now they're supposed to be, and VA had scheduled to close a hospital in South Dakota, and now they're going to have a hearing on it. Because as it was, some people would travel more than 40, at least the average was around 100 miles from one community to that hospital, and if they closed that, then they'd have to continue. It'd be 200 miles one way and almost 400 miles return trip. So that, you know, this part of the provision is a very good one.
We're speaking with Dan Dellinger. He is the national commander of the American Legion, and we're speaking about changes coming to the Veterans Affairs Department. In this new bill, you said you would be watching for accountability. What are the accountability measures now in the law that you think are going to be the most powerful?
The time frames, the amount of doctors that are being hired. We're seeing doctors that are actually, you know, fed up with the VA system, and they'd like to stay at the VA, but the issues there hopefully will change so that they will stay. But it's increased hiring and seeing that those numbers change, and also especially the wait times. The wait times for veterans to get that appointment, to get that screening, and have their needs being taken care of.
And those are things that aren't easy to fix right away, unlike perhaps letting a veteran go seek care outside the system.
That's correct. Very difficult.
All right, so you've got the convention is coming up later this month, as you mentioned. This is the national convention for the Legion. What's the big agenda items, maybe VA, but what else besides VA itself is on Legionnaires' minds and veterans' minds?
Well, the VA is probably the largest. Our other concerns, of course, are national security. We were founded in 1919 based on four principles. One is taking care of your veterans, taking care of our veterans. The other, our communities, our children and youth, and national security being one of the largest. And we see what's happening in the world today, and we're a resolutions-based grassroots organization. So what our members come forward with is our policy. And so we want to continue to of course, you know, work in that arena to ensure that our borders are safe, and that's going to be a big one, but also security over in Europe and in Africa.
And what has the impact of this visibility and the VA scandals coming to light, what has the impact been on the American Legion?
Well, we've had to step it up quite a bit. I mean, we have great VA and what we call Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission, and they've taken on a whole new role of these crisis centers. And so we've seen a lot of work there, and also, you know, working on bills through our legislative division. And those are they've been basically 24/7 since this scandal broke.
Do you sense that members at active duty and veterans are more aware of the Legion, more likely to go to you? And what about Congress?
We're seeing improved relations everywhere and awareness. Yes, I think this has opened doors for us, and we hopefully will take advantage of it to continue to push to help our veterans. But yes, you know, our active duty men and women, you know, we're there for them every day to make sure that they're being taken care of, not just through the VA, but also with temporary financial assistance we give. And then, you know, it's in Congress, we're seeing additional calls from Congress, you know, on different subjects, and also this subject especially.
Have you had any contact with the former Secretary General Shinseki? And if so, how's he doing? And do you feel like he was the fall guy here?
Well, I have not. I did send a letter to him after his resignation. And, you know, as I said all along, he's a great patriot, very well-respected military person, but he just didn't get the job done. I mean, and as it came out afterwards, that both he and the president both knew that there were major issues there, and it was business as usual. And so it was something that had to happen.
All right, Dan Dellinger is the National Commander of the American Legion. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you all very much for having me. You all have a great day.